So, without further ado, let's crack into it. So, let's give you a quick overview of what we're doing, a little bit about what you've done in that homework. I know it was a long thing. Hello, Anki. Angie's arrived as well. Angie, you're on mute because I want to crack on with the content, but great to see you here. So, yes, today, one of the things about the homework and what we're doing today is I wanted to bring it sort of back into a fairly practical realm, or sort of ground what we've done and move it forward in a way which was tangible, especially for a little old mind, because mind always likes to have something tangible. One of the things that I notice about doing sort of larger frames, which is kind of what we're doing, it's one giant frame really, this whole thing, is it tends to follow the same general flavor of a simple MPA process, which is you do the process and then there's a stillness. And one of the last bits in that stillness is it often brings the I am willing to experience it line, which brings everything back into the very sort of personality, very much here place. So that's something that is part of what we're doing here in this call in general. So yes, practical work today is going to focus on a specific situation. But I want you to think of today's call as kind of a training call. So I want to train you, I'm going to show you what we're going to do. You're going to do the process itself for today. But it's something that you can repeat and use for different situations. So you can use the aspects and things that you've got, especially from, well, really from last week. Those, you know, six relational energies that have become the clear relational energy expressions, or CREs as I call them, and the WMM, which is the wholesome money marriage. Those are the seven energies that are going to be very useful for you, and we're going to work with those today. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to determine the situation that you'd like to focus on and the associated animated cookie cutters that go with that. Then we're going to use whichever of your clear relational energy expressions, your CREs, that's most animated in relation to that. And that, along with your WMM, your wholesome money managed energy, we're going to use that to find what I'm calling some supercharging cookie cutters. I keep having to find these names. It's one of those things that always becomes obvious. A little on the prep work that you've done. So, there was kind of purpose to that, although in some ways we're not going to be using it directly in the call today. It is worth doing. It's a piece of the jigsaw puzzle because it does give a space where you can explore and connect to your meanings. This is really valuable because the mind, especially with MPA and the things that we've done, it can seem very amorphous. It's not, because we're working on energy and we've got labels, but it's great to give the mind a chance to relate it back to the everyday world. So that's one of the things that is important about it. And also, one of the things that I found, apart from the value of the investigation, and there's lots of useful gems in there were for me anyway, is it helped me to understand more deeply what those clear relational energy expressions were. And connect them back to me. I also noticed that there was, for me, there was one of the dyads, or the relational pairs, and one particular Cree, which was somehow had that kind of more charge, more pull, more attractive power than the rest. So I'm going to get you just to notice for yourself in this moment if there was one of your six relational pairings and their expressions that somehow had a bit more oomph for you. And all that really is saying that in this moment, that's where the start point is for you. You can use that one in particular if you want to bring some, if you like, manifesting power to, or energy to something that you want to get, achieve, or all those things we do in manifesting. So I'm kind of curious, we can use the buttons here. If any of you had the same thing where one or maybe two of the dyads had a particular pull, perhaps more than the rest, to just press two if that's the case, because I'm just getting a read here of if that's true for you. Yeah, Tony had one of those. Leah's agreeing. Marilyn had the same. So a few of you, great. Okay, interesting. I was curious if that was the case. We're going to kind of be using that to some degree on this next section, but that's kind of interesting. Okay, so the other thing that I wanted to cover was a little bit about the wholesome money marriage cookie cutter and give you a little bit of explanation about that. So I'm going to suggest when you go forward, we're going to be using this in all the different processes. Each time that you do what we're going to be doing today, what I'm going to be teaching you today, you're always going to include that WMM because that is the cookie cutter which really gets in contact with all of the energy. On the last, I think it was the last sheet that I sent you, there was that little picture. It's a square with it's got you, money, and then the NA4 and the NMI4. It's really interesting to look at it visually and think of it as like a matrix. And the WMM is like the point, if that was a pyramid, the point of that pyramid. So it's the point through which the focus happens. It's the point that grabs all of it. And I like to think of it really as sort of the rudder, if you like. Or you could say it's the energy that oversees the group energy and holds it together.